Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Welcome to the 26th day of April. Maybe if you're living in the Northern Hemisphere, you are planting your garden. That is what I am doing, and it is fun to watch things grow. Wow. And in Texas, they grow like crazy. Though I still miss my garden in the Pacific Northwest because for whatever reason, it was easier for me to garden in Washington State than it is gardening in Texas. There's just a lot more critters and pests and a lot more sunshine and a lot more heat. So I still can't grow a melon here. If you have any tips, let me know. All right. They always taste, I've grown them, but they taste like nothing. So I think, well, what is the point of this if it tastes like air? Okay. So a little bit about me. Today we're in Mark Chapter 10, verses 17 through 31 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. As Jesus was going out into the way, one ran into him, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except for one, God. You know the commandments, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, do not defraud. Honor your father and mother," from Exodus 20, 12 through 16 and Deuteronomy 5, 16 through 20. He said to Jesus, "Teacher, I have observed all these things from my youth." Jesus looked at him and loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me," taking up the cross. But his face fell at that saying, and he went away sorrowful, for he was one who had great possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it is for those who have riches to enter into God's kingdom." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus answered again, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter into God's kingdom. It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into God's kingdom." They were exceedingly astonished, saying to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus, looking at them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Peter began to tell him, "Behold, we have left all and have followed you." Jesus said, "Most certainly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and for the sake of the good news, but he will receive 100 times more in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and last the last first." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I know the rich young ruler always gets me because he's pious. He's doing the right thing and he's only lacking one thing, but it is actually getting at the thing that controls his heart. You're speaking to the idol in his heart, this little idol that he has fashioned and worshiped. And that is the idol of money, riches, and the stability that they bring. And I just confess to you, Lord, that I struggle with it too. please hear me when I say I want to be better. I want to hold, I don't want to worship that. I don't want to worship at the altar of money. I want to worship you. Money is not my provider. You are my provider. I'm not my provider. You are my provider. And Lord, these verses in 29 and following about leaving mothers, brothers, sisters, houses for my sake, we'll receive all those things back with persecution. So there is that guarantee of persecution. But I remember what it felt like to leave Washington State and come to Texas. I felt like we were leaving things behind for the sake of your kingdom. And then, of course, on a more tangible note, and leaving Texas for France to be missionaries. These scriptures just meant so much to me that you took notice of the difficult sacrifice it is to walk away from your life. And in a sense, that's what you were asking the rich young ruler to do, is to walk away from his life. And I did a kicking and screaming. I wasn't the best missionary. but Lord, I pray that you would give all of us the strength to walk away from the things that that we falsely fill ourselves with. And even this week, help me with that. Help us with that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a rating, an honest rating, write a couple sentences wherever you're listening to this podcast. It just helps more people to find it. Again, I need to say that I'm not after making a name for myself. It's not this megalomaniac thing of, oh, write a review so, you know, I can have more fame. It's more about, my heart is people around the world who happen to speak English. I would love for them to know that the word of God is for them and that they are being prayed for.